Bill C-18 was made into law in June. This requires tech companies to compensate Canadian media organizations to host news content on their platforms. This means companies like Meta and Google will have to pay to have Canadian news content shared across their websites. Pamela Hassan of CICK in Smithers, BC, interviewed the executive director of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Alex Friedman, on what Bill C-18 means. Here's a clip of Friedman's detailed explanation of what Bill C-18 does.
C-18 says, "Dear internet broadcasters," and particularly in this case, we're really just talking about Google and Meta or Facebook because of the scope of their operations and how much they benefit from Canadian news content. But it says, look, you for so long, as we say in communications, content is king. So you've benefited for so long from the content provided by Canadian news outlets. And not to say that Canadian news outlets don't also benefit from being rebroadcast on Facebook and Google, but Facebook and Google have built a massive financial model on the ability to create conversations around the news that we Canadian journalists generate. And so because, dear Facebook and Google, you've made such a fortune off of this, it's only right that you reinvest a small portion of what you've made off of this into the Canadian journalism system. And so that's what C-18 is. It's a piece of legislation that says that because of the scope of what they've been able to earn, that they should reinvest in those news outlets whose content has been used by Google and Facebook, and also who've been impacted by the fact that Google and Facebook take up so much advertising in the advertising market.
Bill C-18 has the potential to completely change how we engage with news in Canada. A large percentage of Canadians get their news from Facebook or Google searches. As it stands right now, that will not be possible in the near future. I spoke with Tyler Harper, a reporter with and the editor of the Nelson Star, to discuss the potential impact of Bill C-18, both in small communities like Nelson and across the country. How is this going to impact an organization like the Nelson Star?
Well, it'll impact us primarily in web traffic. More than half of our web traffic comes straight from article clicks through Facebook or Google. As soon as those links are gone, which will happen this month, it is going to wipe out right away a whole ton of our readership. And this is not exclusive, of course, to the Nelson Star. This is every Canadian news organization.
Right. But I feel like it will have a larger impact on smaller markets because, for example, someone like the CBC, which will probably be a global or something like that, or those are going to be the primary sites that people are going to go to, and they don't cover, you know, markets like Nelson that often.
You know, it's really interesting. So because a lot of this is sort of unknown, like this happened in Australia, but the Australian government backtracked and we didn't really get to see how it played out there. Australian companies sort of ended up making their own deals with Facebook. We're in a really interesting situation here where we don't really know what's going to happen. Theoretically, this is going to play out the same for all media companies, but it's really not the same. The Nelson Star we're lucky because we have a print product, so we have print advertising. And like a lot of newspapers who were never able to translate online readership into online advertising, we live and die by print advertising here in town. So again, because we have print revenue, you know, we're going to be okay. We're going to lose a lot of our web traffic, which is the majority of eyeballs on our stories, but keep the lights on. For websites like the Tie, the Discourse, the Narwhal, there's a lot of sort of newer Canadian media that are online only, and it's going to do irreparable harm to these websites that suddenly cannot get eyes on their screens and they don't have print revenue. I think what we actually need to be doing, and we've started doing this at the Star, is trying to retrain our readers to signing up for newsletters to get news straight to them, getting back in the habit of going straight to a news site's website, and also supporting news, you know, paying for news. We need to train people to start thinking about news as something they have to pay for, because journalism is not free. This is a costly venture, and tax dollars obviously go to CBC, but that's just CBC. Every other news organization in Canada is either a nonprofit or a private entity that needs financial support.
And that's, you know, the thought with the bill in general is that that's what the government says. It's going to put more money into the journalists' hands because people are going to buy subscriptions. And like you said, we got to train people, I guess, for that to happen. But there's going to be hopefully a lot of people that will adapt and do that. But you got to think there's going to be a lot of people that once the simplicity is gone, that's just not the media they're going to seek anymore.
Yeah, Yeah, and that, you know, it's a shame too. I'm really curious to see community reaction to the disappearance of all news links on Facebook. Even though we've tried to get the message out there and inform people about what's happening and why it's happening, you know, anecdotally, I can tell you, I'm still having conversations with people who don't know this is going to happen. And it's happening this month. Facebook has said in August, this is going to happen. All news links are going to go away. And I, just to clarify what that means too, is it's not just the Nelson Stars Facebook page. It's if you share a news link on your personal feed with people, it's not going to appear. No Canadian news at all on Facebook, except for Canadian news that is generated by international outlets. So you might see a New York Times story for Canada or a BBC story about Canada, but you won't see a Golden Mail. You won't see Nelson Star. You won't see anything from Post Media. And I don't think people are ready for this.
I would think most people have no idea that this is coming.
This is going to be a profound change for Canadian media, how we adapt with this. And something else that's probably important to underline here is there is no going back. C-18 is law. We have to grapple with this. What could happen, sort of above my head, of course, but if I had to guess, I would think that perhaps media companies will make their own deals with Facebook. It should also be said, you know, Google is kind of the big one, actually. We're concentrating on Facebook, but Google is a major traffic source for Canadian news. And under this new legislation, if Google bans all news links, you're not even going to be able to search for the NelsonStar.com. So it's not just news links. It'll be as if we're wiped off the web. Now, of course, we're not wiped off the web. Our websites will still be there. But you're going to have to seek them out. Figure out which news media you value. Download their app if they have one. Sign up for newsletters if they have one. Pay for a digital subscription, which is incredible service to that media organization. And try to skip the middleman, as it were, of social media, because this is what we need to survive.
That all sounds great. It's going to be difficult to do without a lot of organizations raising their marketing too. And it's so simple to Google what you think you know something, but knowing the exact address that you need, a lot of people just don't.
Yeah, and we haven't had to think about that for years. We've been trained in a way of consuming news, and it's been fine to that point, but we've run into a situation where we've realized that the best interests of Canadian media and Canadians are not in the hands of multinational corporations that are owned in some ways, at least in Facebook's way, by a singular billionaire. These people and these companies do not have ethical quandaries about media. They don't have the best interests of journalism or news at heart. We've run into a situation now where we have to deal with that.
Right. Most people I've talked to so far were more scared about this happening, but it sounds like you have some optimism because of how this can help, putting money in the hands of journalists and, like you're saying, having people reevaluate how they get news, not taking everything they see on Facebook as absolute truth.
I would say tentative optimism. So I think this is going to be hard. Don't get me wrong. Like, this is going to be extremely difficult for Canadian media. And Canadian media is already having an awful year. We've seen thousands of layoffs across companies. Bell and Post Media have shut down papers and radio stations across Canada. This is a bad year for Canadian media, and we've been going through it for several years now already. That said, I am a little optimistic, and I think it's because if we can just get readers to engage with their chosen news organization directly, I think we'll be healthier for it. If we can wean Canadian readers off social media as a way of engaging with news, I think we'll be the better for it. I don't know how it's going to play out, though. If there's any reason for optimism, it's that this forces readers to rethink Canadian news, decide how much they value it, and then start to engage with it on hopefully healthier terms.
It definitely seems like there's potential for that. I mean, like you said, the system we have right now running through these billionaires isn't perfect. It's broken in many ways, but it is so simple, which is why this is going to be difficult to adapt to.
Yeah, and I should say, too, that if it seems I'm going easy on the federal government, they did not think this through. I think their hard stance with these companies was poorly thought out. I think the federal government is, in fact, to blame for the mess that we're in now. I think the intent was good to get Canadian content paid for by web giants, but C-18 was not well done. And the people who are going to have to pay for this now are media companies and journalists like myself. The thought I would leave you with here, too, is sort of a direct plea to anybody in Nelson who consumes news. You need to start engaging directly with your chosen news organization. You need to make a point of going to their website directly. Signing up for newsletters is very important because that brings the news directly to your inbox as well. And again, paying for news when you can. The Nelson Star, for example, has we've introduced a paywall in the last year. Very affordable. We're talking about less than a cup of coffee per week.
Okay, well, Tyler, I appreciate you calling in and providing insight on this. It sounds like we got some interesting months ahead.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
You're welcome. Thanks. That was Tyler Harper of the Nelson Star sharing his thoughts on C18 and the impact it'll have on media going forward. I also spoke with Ed Zick, the programming manager here at Kootenai Co-op Radio. He explained how C18 will affect our station and others like it. Ed, how do you expect C18 to impact radio, specifically our station, Kootenai Co-op Radio?
Well, it won't necessarily impact radio per se. We will continue to broadcast the news as we have always done. With C18, the general term that's being bandied about is a ban on media. And it's not necessarily a ban on media. It's a ban on Canadian news organizations on social media. So if you're accustomed to getting your news through your Facebook feed, that's going to change.
And do you have confidence that people will be able to adapt and seek out the news that Canadian media produces?
I have faith that people will adapt in one way or another. Before Facebook, people got their news in various ways, and they will continue to do so, those who are interested. The only thing that may change is that news will no longer be customized to someone's tastes.
So for people who access our content through social media, what is the best way for them to find it now if they don't listen to the radio?
If they're not listening to the radio or if they happen to have missed the show, you can log on to kootenaicoopradio.com. We have a news tab there that has specific stories pulled from our newscast and additional stories as well. So kootenaicoopradio.com.
And do you have any just overall thoughts on C18, how it's going to play out? Positive, negative, optimistic?
Well, it's an interesting time in the media business. Everybody had all sorts of utopian views of how social media was going to change the landscape, how it was always going to be free, and it turns out that content can't necessarily be free if you want people to get paid for creating that content. Whether that's music, whether that's news, whether that's novels or short stories, creators need to be paid for that content to be able to make a living doing it and doing it well. So in terms of C18, although it is inconvenient that news organizations can't just post an Instagram thing about what they're doing right now to get more people to pay attention to it, ultimately, I think it's a battle worth having because we do need to pay the creators of content for what they do.